So over the last couple of weeks in our sermon series, we've been hearing from the book of 1 Corinthians, which is actually a letter to the churches in Corinth. Now, to help you understand what it was like in Corinth at the time, I need you to imagine that you're at work or at school and you've been asked to do a project and you're doing it with a group of people, about four other people. And instead of everybody getting on and doing their work, like you should be doing because it's helpful, everybody starts fighting and trying to prove that they're the best and that they're just much better at everything else. It's not very helpful, is it, to getting the project done? And the church in Corinth was a little bit like that. Okay, so rather than getting on with the job of telling people about Jesus, they were just a bit concerned about boasting about themselves, but also their leaders and stuff. So they weren't actually doing what they were meant to be doing, and they certainly weren't listening to Paul. And Paul knew a whole lot more about Jesus than they did. And in fact, in our reading and in previous chapters, we hear that they were being so silly that Paul calls them infants. They were acting like babies. So Paul, in chapter 3, gives them some helpful advice in terms of gardening tips. Now, I'm not very good at gardening. I don't know what the opposite of having green thumbs is, but that's me. So I've actually asked Bev. I don't know where she is. There's Bev. Come on, Bev's going to help me because Bev knows much more about gardening than I do. Thanks, Bev. Bev has come prepared. This is great. Because I don't know anything. So, Bev, if I wanted to do some gardening today, so like, you know, planting a seed or something, what would I need to do?
First of all, Karen, you would need to change. It's pretty cold out there and windy, so you need multiple layers. You need things for your shoes. You need waterproof shoes. You need grotty old clothes, basically, and multiple layers so you can shed them as you get warmer from all your digging.
All right, so that doesn't seem to be helping my gardening, though. What happens next?
Okay, so then I think you might need some seeds if you go to actually plant something, or you might need some seedlings. You'll need something to put them in, pots or a special place in the ground that you're going to call your garden. You'll need water and you'll need some soil. So whether it's the garden soil or it's potting mix or something like that, you're going to need something to put the seeds in.
Okay, this is genius. I never knew this. So, Bev's getting warm. She's taking off a layer. So, Bev, here's one I prepared earlier, or I should say Mrs. P prepared earlier, and I've been diligently watering it because I've been a bit worried that it wouldn't survive. But if I wanted to do some potting, I think we're going to do some gardening this morning. So I need you to have a look around. I'm looking for four things around the auditorium. You need to have a look. They'll be hopefully pretty obvious, and some of them might be under your seat. So have a look under your seat, have a look around about, and see if you can find something. You might need to get up, and you need to bring it to me. If you don't want to bring it to me, find someone who does want to bring it to me, because it'd be quite helpful to have all those things. Yes! Ben, I've got one thing. Come up here, Ben. Has anybody got anything else for me? Ah, oh, Pam, come on down. You can pass it off to one of your daughters if you like. Find a child. Good one. Okay, well, I've got some water. This is a good start. I've also got... So Emma, in the... Oh, bye, Emma. I've got some soil. This is great. There's a couple more things. They might be under your seat. I'm thinking about these two banks over here. Oh, there's another water. I've already got one water, Emily, so I might not need any more. Some people down the back over there need to have a look under a seat. Kids, go and have a look under the seats over there. And down here, Monique, have a look under the seats around you. Oh, good one. Has anybody found it? That's not going to help me gardening.
It'll help me, though.
It'll help Bev. Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Rachel. Rachel, do you want to stay up here? Because I'm going to need some help. Bev's going to need some help. Has anybody down that way found anything yet? It'd be really helpful. This is going to be a bit awkward if they don't. Hopefully they will. Well, Bev, we've got a good start here. We can get some wheat seeds from our plant. I do remember where I put it. It's over there in the back row, and I'm hoping. Okay, well, Bev, we've got a good start here. maybe while we're waiting for our last item, as in the back row is in, sorry, the back row of the bank of chairs, not the very back against the wall. Oh dear. So while they're looking, it's really not that hard. I'm not sure why they can't find it. Yes, success. Hurrah, come and somebody bring it down to me. Give these guys a clap. Oh, this is amazing. Come on down. This is great. Now, Bev, I wonder, Bev's going to get these kids to help her plant some plants, and what I might do is give a bit of a commentary of what's going on. So, Bev, what will be the first thing that we're going to do?
We're going to grab the pot.
We've got a pot. Tick.
You've also got so many multiple holes in there, we've actually put some of the tape so we don't wet the place.
Who knew? This is so educational. Bev, what happens next?
Now we need to put in the soil.
Okay, Ben's going to put in some soil for us. Oh, Rachel, I think it's got enough. We'll just leave it on the table. There we go. Ben's putting in some soil. And Bev, can you tell us, while Ben's putting in the soil, what would be the next thing that we have to do?
Alyssa, what do we need to do?
Put the seeds in.
Yes, but we need to make a hole, don't we? Now, I think Karen's actually got bean seeds. So, Karen, how many centimetres down from the surface do we plant bean seeds?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Bev, because I did check and I think it said about 3 millimetres. No, three centimetres. 3 centimetres.
I think the birds will definitely get the seeds at 3 millimetres.
Got it. 3 centimetres. We need a little hole in there. Marcus, do you want to make a hole with your finger? Ah, wonderful. We've got some holes coming in. Good one. All right. It's putting some seeds in. Rachel's on the job. This is very exciting because it's all going well. According to plan, hopefully we'll have some beans. We'll see. Now, okay, what happens after the seeds go in?
Now we actually have to cover up the seeds with soil, don't we? So we need some more soil on the top.
Ben's on it.
And then we need to water it.
Bev, you might want to help with the watering. And some water.
See, lots of budding gardeners here.
Excellent. Just a little bit. Oh, this is looking great. Okay, so you can't all see this, but they're all working well together to plant our seed. They've got some water in it. It's ready to go. Now, Bev, now that we've done all this, because, guys, I think that's looking amazing, and I think what we might do is leave it there, and I'll have to go. We'll see what happens next. So, guys, you can sit down. Thank you very much for all your help. And we're going to leave that up here. And Bev, you've got to help us. What happens next?
Well, we have to decide where we're going to put this pot, Karen, because it's not just the water and the soil and the pot and the seeds that are going to work to make this grow. We actually need some sunshine. We need some fertiliser. Encourage that girl, Tom. Encourage her. We need fertiliser because what's in that soil won't last very long because the seeds will eat it all up, the food in that soil. And we also need something to stop the snails, the slugs, everything else getting hold of those little plants as they grow. And then we need to, at some stage, we need to repot. Yeah, of course. We need to repot either into the ground or into a bigger pot like this.
Wow. Thank you, Bev. An education on a Sunday morning. Thanks, Bev.
I'll give her a plant and we'll see how it goes.
Uh-oh. Well, there was our gardening 101 for the morning. So now I've picked up, listening to this, that to make a plant grow, there's lots of little things that need to happen and all of them are important, but you can't just do one thing. You have to do lots of little things to make it grow. But Paul tells us in Corinthians that ultimately it's God who makes the seed grow. So we've got our pot with some seeds in it and we can do all the right things, but ultimately, to get it to look like this or some sort of plant, we need to trust that God will make things grow. Now, Why is Paul telling the Corinthians about gardening? He's trying to help them to understand what it's like to grow as a Christian in their faith. And it's a little bit like gardening because there's lots of little things that need to happen, and all of them might seem like little things, but they're all important to the process of helping them grow. So by working together, Paul and Apollos, by teaching the Corinthians, were helping them to grow in their faith. Now, the Corinthians had their part to play as well. Their job was to start telling other people about Jesus so that they can be Christians. That was their little job. But the catch was they were a bit foolish. They got carried away worrying about whose job was most important and who was their leader and that sort of thing. But you can see, if you've got your Bible in verse 4, that they're arguing about which leader to follow rather than remembering that ultimately they're all following the same God. So chapter 3, verse 9 tells us that we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Paul says it three times, we're God's. Not Paul's, not Apollos's, but God's. And so imagine at St. Alfred's, if we had little groups of people that started going, oh, I follow Peter because he's very dignified and he preaches well and he leads us well. And somebody else says, well, I follow Mike because he's a lot of fun on stage and he does those cool accents and that really works for me. I enjoy that. It would be ridiculous. We're all following the same God. Both Peter and Mike follow God, not these little groups. As much as we do love Mike's accents and Peter does preach well, the main point is that we're following God. So back to our gardening. Why are we talking about gardening? If I were to take all the little bits that were needed to plant a plant, like the water and the soil, and if I tried to argue that one was more important than the other, it would be ridiculous. So if I just had a pot but nothing in it, well, it would be a lovely pot, but it wouldn't do anything, would it? And if I just had soil not in a pot, it would just be dirt on the ground. And if I just had a seed, well, that would be lovely, but a seed on its own is going to do nothing. We need all the things. And the water, well, water is very helpful for growing things, but if it's not watering a plant, it's just getting things wet, and that's just messy. So we need all of those things to be working together to make the plant grow, and it's a bit like that with church. We each have a part to play, and it might be a small part, or it might seem like a small part. It might be a really big part, but all of those things are needed for the church to grow. So it might be that you preach. It might be that you teach a Bible study. It might be that you're on a music team or a tech team. Maybe you do the vacuuming after the service or serve morning tea. All of those things are important because we're all working towards the same purpose, to serve God and to help the church grow and help people grow as Christians. So, and God loves it when everybody plays that part. So that means all the kids and the teenagers and the young adults and the adults and the older adults, all of us can have a part to play. So kids, you might not think that you can do very much, but hands up if you were at GFS and raised money for Miff and Andy and their work in PNG. Hands up if you sponsored a kid at GFS to be quiet for an hour to raise money for the people in PNG. All of those things, that's serving God because you're helping Miff and Andy to serve God well. And we've got some kids who've joined music teams. We've got some kids who help us in stacks, teaching us memory verses and things like that. All of those things are little things that help the church grow and help us grow. And God loves it when we serve him. Now, you might be thinking, this sounds all nice and well, Karen. You serve God all the time because you're up the front all the time. It's not about that. But I'd like to finish with a quote from Mother Teresa. Now, we know her as this amazing lady who served God in the slums in Calcutta in India. And she, to me, was like, whoa, she's really good at serving God. And yet she says this, what I do, you cannot do. But what you do, I cannot do. The needs are great. And none of us, including me, ever do great things. But we can all do small things with great love, and together we can do something wonderful. And I find that so encouraging that this amazing lady of faith who's done all this stuff is talking about how she just does her small thing because that's what God's gifted her to do. And we each have that small part to play to help God's church grow. So let me pray quickly. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Paul and his letter to the Corinthians. Thank you that we can learn about you from that. And we thank you that we can each serve you in our little way. And we pray that each of us will find what it is that you have for us to do. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.